You have your Bible tonight. Turn with us to James chapter 5. Praise the Lord. James chapter 5. I want to look at verse 16 tonight. Amen. The Bible says this. He says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, and I'll not be long, on this thought, finding the will of God to the answering of prayer. Finding the will of God to the answering of prayer. Now the Bible here says if we confess our faults one to another and pray one for another, that's what we should do. Amen? The Bible says, it doesn't say you ought to. He says confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. Now that's the little imperfections we have, the things that so easy beset us. He said if we'd come and just recognize those and realize those. Now, I was talking to someone the other night, you know, realizing in order to ever get help for something that we need help in, we have to realize that we need that help. Till we realize that within ourselves, now we can have everybody around us telling us that we need help, but till we realize in ourselves that we need that help, we're never going to get no help. And everybody around you that loves you, care, can pour out on you till you're overflowed with love. But till we decide that we need help, till we realize that I need help, I can't get no help for myself. Amen. What I'll do is I'll take advantage of the help that I get. But he said, if we'll confess our faults or shortcomings and where we fail and where we come short, and ask and pray one for another. Amen. Pray one for another that we may be healed. May it be sickness, a healing from whatever it might be. God says we can have that help tonight. And he said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So what we need to do tonight is seek in order to have prayer and have the fervent prayer, the frequent fervent prayer of a righteous man, an effectual fervent prayer, that prayer that's effective. We have to get into the right mindset and the right attitude in order to pray, in order to see God move upon our prayer life. Amen? Sometimes I think we pray, but our prayers don't get past the ceiling. Sometimes we got to come to effectual fervent prayer, that prayer that's effective. And we come into different situations. Every one of us come in different situations at different times where we need to get a hold of God on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of a loved one. Because we need to see God move. We need some help. Amen? There's times that we just need some help. There's times that this old world can just be overwhelming. And we need help, and we can't get it from man. We can't get it from this world. We can't conjure it up. But praise God, I'm glad that we can call it down. Amen. That prayer go up and ring the prayer bells of heaven, and God already knows what we need. And he said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So the Bible tells us here that effectual, fervent prayer works. But the problem that we have is finding the will of God. I was thinking on this Monday and Tuesday, and I was going through this in my mind as the Lord just kept bringing this back to me. And I was trying to go in a different direction, but God just kept bringing me back to this. He said, you know what? If you just find my will for your life, find my will, my way, praise God. Me and you can work together in this thing. And said, it'll just be so much better. It'll be more harmonious. And praise God, we can work together and I can do more than you ever thought about doing. Amen. I said, glory to God, I know that, Lord. I'm kind of dense between ears, Brother Don, but I'm not that thick. I know that God can do what I can't think about doing. I know God owns this whole universe, praise God. And what needs to be done, what needs to be accomplished, God's able to do. And He does things, praise God, for according to His will. So what we need to do tonight is find the will of God. And find the will of God so that we can have a prayer life that's effectual and fervent. That's effective, it's fervent, it's continuous, praise God. And it's always getting results. Brother Bill, have you ever heard in the old days, a lot of these old-time saints of God, you could count on them. When you needed something, praise God, they were certain people in your community, certain people you knew that you could go to and say, listen, you pick up the phone and say, listen, I need you to pray for such and that. And boy, you know they could pray. And you got to expect in God to do something. Amen. You know why? Because they had the will of God. Amen. I'm afraid we're missing the will of God, so we're not having our prayers answered. And because of that, Brother Rex, we're getting discouraged. We get downtrodden because we're trying to be insincere. We're trying to be just as sincere as we can, and that's a good thing. We ought to be sincere about the things of God. But we have to be sincere in the will of God in order to see prayers and have prayers answered in our life. Amen? So we got to find the will of God, and we find the will of God by doing God's will. Amen? You say, how do you do that, preacher? By listening to what He says. Amen? That His Word abides in us. Amen? That's when things start to come together. Amen? That's what when we start seeing results. Amen. Praise God. That's when we start realizing that God is a whole lot bigger than any situation. I said the other day, I think it was Sunday morning, that there's never anything taking God by surprise. He's never said, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. No, He knows exactly what everything is. He knows why everything happens the way it does. And so when we treat it, we seek Him, we begin to seek His will. And then we can begin to realize how great God is. Amen. Even what He said in verse 13, He says, any among you afflicted? He said, let him pray. Is any merry? He said, let him sing psalms. Amen. So God gives us the answer there. He said, hey, praise God. He said, listen, is there any among you afflicted? Is there any of you sick? He said, praise God, let the church pray. Let people pray. Lift them up to God. And he said, if there's any of you that's merry, praise God, if you're happy, praise the Lord, he said, just sing and give God glory. Amen. Makes for a pretty simple Christian life, doesn't it? Amen. As long as that, praise the Lord, if there's affliction in all different aspects. We all face some kind of affliction just about all time because we live in His flesh. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's already overcome death and grave. He's already overcome the flesh. And we put our faith in Him and seek to be in the center of His will, praise God. And He begins to do things for us. It's out of this world. I don't even have the words to say it. It's just magnificent. Amen? It's wonderful. It's spectacular. It's glorious, praise the Lord. Amen? Just keeps getting bigger and better. And we thank God for that. You say, well, preacher, how do we get into God's will? By doing God's will, by abiding, by the Word of God abiding in us. That's how we find the will of God. Amen? By the Word of God that abides in us. But how do we know what the will of God is? The Bible says that we study His Word. Amen? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Now here again, we don't find this as a suggestion. Amen? He said, if you want to, study the Word. Brother Kevin, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. In other words, that word show means to present. He said, study so that you might present yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen? So he said, in order to find the will of God, we've got to study the Word of God. Because the Word of God tells us, it gives us exactly who God is. Amen? You don't know what somebody expects of you, do you get to know who they are? I had a boss one time, and it was a peculiar situation. Because I was always trying to figure out what he wanted. Amen? I tell you what, if you're a good employee, praise God, and you've got a good boss, you're constantly seeking to see what your boss is wanting. So I wanted to be found pleasing to him. I wanted to be a step ahead of him. So when something needed to be done, praise God, when he come around, I was already on it. That's just the way I believe it. The Bible says, do all things as unto the Lord. So you do it the best you can, so that you're always on it, always one step ahead. Always looking ahead, praise God. And he said, if you study, show yourself approved of God. A word needs not be ashamed, right? Dividing the Word of truth. He said, what we do is we're studying God. We're studying what He likes and what He enjoys, praise God. And we begin to apply it to our life and realize that we're walking in the will of a holy God. Amen? And we don't even realize it. But it's because the Word of God. It's because that's it, that's there, praise God, to help us along the way. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, he said, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always, give an answer to every man to ask you of that's in your heart," praise God. That hope that's in your heart, amen, that gives you that desire to go just a little further. That encourages, praise, and lifts you up. That gives you something that you can tell somebody else to be an encouragement to them. So it comes down to it's all pleasing to God. Amen. It's all pleasing to Him. It brings glory to His name. Because He looks down there at us and He says, "Hey, look at that. That's mine. Praise the Lord." And then you repeat that. And He says, "Hey, listen, that's me." He's speaking like me, praise God. She's speaking like me. She's saying what I've got to say. Amen. So that brings us to the will of God. We study His Word, praise God. We begin to realize what it says. And then the Bible says we hide His Word in our heart. Psalm 119 and 11. Amen. Ain't that what the psalmist said? He said, "I hide the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against God." He said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart." Not that I'm going to hide. Not that I ought to hide. He said, "But thy word have I hid." He said, it's a done deal. He said, whenever I get to do it, thank God, the word of God is established in my heart. Goes with me wherever I go. And that I might not sin against thee. So he said, that word of God, it's planted in there. Amen. It helps us to do the will of God. Amen. It gives us the unction. It gives us the desire. It gives us the wisdom and the knowledge. It's like turning the light on. In Psalms 119, 130, he says this. He said, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding. Now watch this, unto the simple. There's a person told me the other day, he said, "Well, preacher, I just don't understand all that I know, all that I read in the Bible." Praise God, if you'll just read it, glory to God. The Lord said, He said, "I'll turn a light on for you, and I'll let you see a little here and a little there, praise God, and in a little while it'll begin to come together, and the next thing you know, you'll be giving God praise for what you know about Him." Let me just say this tonight to this church. I believe tonight, Wednesday night crowd, it's the faithful folks that come to wanting the Lord, Word of God, wanting to get in, wanting to be partakers in the goodness of God. As God's people, we ought to be desiring to have that the Word hid in our heart. Or to have it hid in our heart that we wouldn't sin against God. That we'd have the information and the knowledge of God and about God, praise God, so we can stand up and be a witness for Him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But why is it? Why is it that we don't have people that's willing to step up and say, "Hey, listen, I'd like to be a teacher. I'd like to teach Sunday school. I'd like to try to be a witness. Would you pray for me as I go out?" Amen. But why is that we don't have people like that? Why is it we have to beg people to try to hold a position? Amen. Just curious. Amen. Confident. Well, that's what we're talking about. Finding the will of God. We get in the Word of God. We find the will of God, and God begins to put in us. Amen. Hey, listen, when I got in this thing, I didn't know nothing. Amen. I was as ignorant as could be. All I knew was what the preacher had told me over the years, praise God, but I knew that much, and I knew that Lord Jesus Christ had saved me by His marvelous grace out of the pit of hell. I knew I was burning and going down, but praise God, somebody come by, got a hold of me and lifted me up, brought me out, praise God, and I'm just going to tell it where I go. Amen. It ought to be a problem to find teachers and things in the house of God. Amen. Brother Bill, we ought to be able to have Sunday. If somebody calls in and says, "Hey, listen, Pastor," or calls Brother Bill, he's Sunday school superintendent. Or if they call him and say, "Brother Bill, I'm not going to be able to be there tomorrow. Something come up. I'm sick." Amen. He ought to be able to call somebody and say, "Hey, they're not going to be here tomorrow. Can you fill in?" They ought to be able to say, "Yes, sir. Praise God. I'm ready to go." Oh, me. Amen. Why? He said, "Study, show yourself, prove God, workman thee not be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth." Amen. He said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." He said, "I ought to have this stuff, praise God. It ought to be real. I ought to be taking it in, praise God, and looking for an opportunity to give it out." Amen. Amen. I'm not picking on you. I'm just stating the fact. We ought to be growing in the Lord, praise God, to where we can stand up and say, "Here, preacher, pick me. Amen. Comes time to sign up, praise God, Elder. Hey, praise Lord, you throw the paper down, there'll be pushing, shoving to get up there to sign their name. Amen. Oh, me. Hey, praise God, but we're not. And I know I've said before, everybody's busy, we're all busy. But if we're too busy doing things for God, we're too busy. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. We need to take time, praise God. Because that power of God that He gives us, amen, we hide it in our hearts, and He illuminates us, Psalm 119:130. He illuminates us, praise God. And He said, you can't use the example of saying, well, just, I don't know, preacher. I don't know why I'm going this way, but that's all right. When we get to heaven, we stand before Jesus, and we just say, Lord, I just didn't know. Amen. How do you think that's going to play out? He said, I give it to you in the volume of the book. He said, it's written of me, and I'm the only one, praise God, you need. If you lift up me, praise God, He said, I'll draw all men unto me, and that's what it's about. Amen. Getting people saved, getting people born again, getting people in the house of God, getting people involved. Amen. Praise God. I like to see people beating the door down. Hey, preacher, I think I'd like to do this. But we can't do that because nobody wants to commit themselves, praise God, to step out and say, you know what? I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. I'm going to step out of my safe zone. And I'm just going to put myself out there and praise God. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what God will do. He'll take you and He'll use you and He'll bless you in so many ways, praise God. You'll have to like one of them. Amen. Scared me to death when they asked me over at Coles Cove if I'd teach the young people, the teenage class. I'm like, goodness gracious, I don't know nothing about that. But I never hesitated. The pastor asked me. I said, yes, sir. I said, I'll do my best. I said, I'm no teacher. I said, but I'll do my best. He said, that's all I ask. And boy, God just blessed that. And He began to take me and grow me and put me in the Word and that rooted me down, praise God, and give me some substance in my life. Amen. Amen. Because I was willing. Amen. I didn't know. I wasn't an expert. I was like Moses. I wasn't an eloquent of speech. Praise God, He put me out there and He put me in there. And I just said, Lord, just take me and use me. Boy, I studied and I read and I prayed. I prayed and I read and I studied. And praise God, God give me little old nuggets. I could give him little youngins. And it was amazing because I'd sit there and watch it. And boy, it just filled my soul with joy. I could sit there, Brother Larry, and I could watch them little eyes and you could just see them light up. And all of a sudden, one of the things of God got a hold of them. They got hold of God's little things, praise God. And God began to manifest himself to them. And boy, what a blessing it was. Amen. They were getting a hold of it. Boy, it was just exciting. God was illuminating them. You say, well, preacher, they're just simple little youngins. Yeah, but God's Word is magnificent to the illuminating of the heart and illuminating of the mind. Amen. God turned the light on for you. God never intended for His youngins to run around the dark. Never did. Amen. He's always had a light for us if we had just looked for the light. Amen. So how do we know the will of God? By the Word of God. Amen. We know the Word, not only by the Word of God, but by hiding it in our hearts. Taking it unto ourselves that we might not sin against God. By allowing it to illuminate us in the very innermost part of our being. Amen. So we're not walking around in the darkness. People that walk around darkness and stumble. Amen. But praise God, you walk around in the light, you can see where you're going. Amen. I can see where I'm going tonight. How about you? Amen. I know exactly where I'm going. Amen. And I get there through the Spirit of God. By walking in the Spirit. That's how we find God's will. We find God's will in the Spirit of God. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 verse 13. Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 13. He said, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Did you get that? Romans 8 13. If you live after the flesh... In other words, if you live to please the flesh, you'll die. He said, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Amen? You say, well, preacher, what's he talking about? He's talking about those things in our body that bring disgrace to God. That God's not pleased with. That's outside of God's will. Amen? We're living the whole world, and ever since the early 60s, they started this whatever feel good, do it thing going on. Whatever feels good, just it's all right. But I won't say that's wrong. It's a lie of the devil. He said if it's out of the will of God, then it's wrong. I don't care what it is. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen? Praise God. He said, but if you through the Spirit of God, do mortify deeds of the body, you shall live. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 16 said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So he said, there's a spirit that bears witness between our spirit and the Spirit of God. Romans 8:26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Amen? See, this is where God says, this is where He shows us where we get our help. He said, the Spirit gives us our help. Amen? Amen. Praise God. That everything we get comes through the Spirit of God. To usward. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, likewise, Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, the weaknesses and the lack of strength. When the old flesh wants to give up, the old flesh wants to give in, praise God. He said, there's the Spirit of God, which is a great influence and a provider for you and me. That even helps us, it helpeth our infirmities. When we're weak and we lack strength. I don't know about you, but I have that quite often. Amen? If you're honest with self, you'll say, yeah, I do too. We struggle with the flesh. The flesh ain't saved. Amen? That inward man inside us, praise God, is what takes us, helps us, lead, guide, and direct us. But He said He helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Now right here's what we're talking about. Finding the will of God. How do we even know how to pray without the will of God? And how can we pray without the Spirit of God? Amen? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to get you. It's going to be to no avail. Amen? But if we find the will of God and we go with the Spirit of God because of the Word of God, we begin to understand what God's got for us. And we understand how we ought to pray. He said, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Spirit of God that lives inside us, that dwells in us, praise God, He knows the groanings of our spirit. He knows our needs. He knows what's needed in you and me. He knows what's needed in our circumstances. And He's working on that. He's getting that stuff ready. He's getting it prepared, amen. And when we groan in our innermost being, praise God, for those objects, the Spirit of God is groaning with us. Hello? See how we hook up with this thing? We've got to hook up with it. We've got to realize, praise God, there's something far bigger than us. Verse 27 said, He that searcheth the hearts, amen, I'm talking about God Almighty, and He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. Amen. So praise God, we see God as the Spirit of God is making intercession for you and me according to the will of God. We just have to be found in the will, just to be found in the way of God. And we do that by walking in the Spirit of God. Amen? It makes a difference. So the Word and the Spirit, it equals, you might say, if you're doing a mathematic equation, you'd say the Word plus the Spirit equals the will of God. Amen? So you take the Word of God and you trust and apply the Spirit of God. The Bible says we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit. He said, be not drunk with wine, where's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How do you get filled with the Spirit? By the Word of God. Amen? You can't have the Spirit of God without the Word of God. Amen? You can't understand the Word of God without the Spirit of God. And you'll never find the will of God without the Word of God and the Spirit of God, amen, to give you and show you and put you in the will of God. Amen? Pretty simple, isn't it? Just a couple of little principles there, and praise God, we're on the way. We're headed the right direction. Praise God. With the Lord God Almighty. The Word of God and the Spirit of God is the will of God. Amen. So to find the will of God, when we begin to abide in the Word of God. Amen. Look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 7. John chapter 15, verse 7, the Bible says this. If ye abide, now this is Jesus talking. It's red writing, Brother Bill. I like it red writing. Amen. Because did you ever realize that the red writing, Brother Kevin, is Jesus Christ talking to us? Amen. There's a fellow that told me one time, he said, a preacher said, Jesus don't talk to us. I said, I beg your pardon. I said, you got a red letter Scofield Bible? And I knew he did. He said, well, yeah. I said, well, that red writing is Jesus talking to you. Amen. He said, well, I never thought of it like that. I don't think anybody has. A lot of people don't, but we need to realize, praise God, this is Jesus speaking to us. And he says in John chapter 15, verse 7, he said, if ye, talk about to me and you, abide in me. Who's me? Jesus. And my words abide in you. In other words, you take the Word of God, apply it to your heart. Hide it in your heart, you might not sin against God. Amen. Psalms 119, 11. We read in your hearing, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. So how do we find effectual, fervent prayer? How do we make it happen, praise God? By abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God will abide in us. And that puts us right dead center in the will of God, where God would have us to be. Amen. I know you look at me tonight like a sheep looking at a new gate. Say, well, preacher, you know, that sounds so simple. But it's so hard to do. No, it's not. If we seek to do the will of God, be ye holy. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hide this word in our heart that we won't sin against God. In other words, what the psalmist was telling, he said, listen, so I'm going to take this book and I'm going to apply it to my life, hide it in my heart, so that when I come up through different circumstances, praise God, I'm going to know how to handle those circumstances. Amen? I'm not going to be called blindsided. I'm going to stand up like Jesus did when he was tempted of the devil, and he said, hey, listen, it's not so. He said, this is what the Father says. He said, it's written this way, praise God. And we can begin to stand, praise God, for the Lord. Amen. We abide in Him, and Him in you, praise God. That's how we find the will of God. That's how we live in the will of God. Amen. Not only do we find the will of God when we abide in Him and Him in us, but when we keep His commandments. Amen. Do you realize God's got some commandments? Shake your head this way. Amen. God has commandments that He says we got to follow. He's got a procedure, praise God. Amen. This is a manual. Amen. Amen. Oh me. It's a manual, praise God, and all we got to do is follow it. I was talking to Brother Charles, and his son's got some equipment, and their life-saving equipment. Without that equipment, when you go in surgery, put you on that equipment, and it's what keeps you alive. If that equipment fails, you die. Amen. So Jeff gets that equipment, he brings it in, he tears it down, he rebuilds those. And he's got a manual that's about that thick. Honestly. And when they start putting that thing back together, they start on page one. Now they've put these things together, hundreds of them, over time. They could probably put them together in their sleep. But that's why they don't. Because they're liable to miss something. So they take that manual and they start on page one and they start to put that thing back together. Line upon line, precept upon precept, page upon page, till they get that last page and they flip it over and they close the book and they say, okay, it's done. Amen. We have the same thing in the Word of God. It's a manual, page after page, showing us how it needs to be done. Amen. We just got to believe God. You know what the problem is? We don't believe God. Amen. He says, hey, listen, keep my commandments, and we don't. Or we won't. Amen. I know what the problem is. Well, if we do what God says, I'm going to have to alter the way I live. I'm going to have to alter the way I behave. I'm going to have to alter the way I think. For Scott, I'm going to have to alter the way I think about you. Brother Rick, I'm going to have to alter the way I think about you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, me? Amen. But praise God, it's not hard to do when you go line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Praise God, things begin to fall together, and all of a sudden you realize, hey, you know, he ain't that bad. Amen, brother Scott, boy, he's a good guy. We've got something in common. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, our Lord and our Savior. And I start lifting up them, they start lifting up me, we start lifting each other. And next thing you know, we're praising, worshiping together. And God said, hey, listen, if there's any sick among you, caught up, but he said, if there's any afflicted, he said, let him pray. If there's any married, let him praise God. Amen. This stuff's just kind of falling off the shelves, ain't it? Amen. A little kid could pick this up. Amen. Don't you wish we was like little children? Amen. It's that old hard-headed things that we are, hard between the ears. Or we could just pick it up as God's putting it down and say, Lord, you know what? I can do better than this. Lord, if you'll help me, man, you're going to get along better. I'm going to get along with my church folk better. I'm going to get along with my family better. I'm going to live a happy life, praise God. I'm going to quit bummering and complaining and start praising the Lord. Amen. You'll look around your place and there'll be people all around your community think you've lost your mind. Amen. They'll be coming around knocking on the door asking your wife, say, hey, is he a dying? Is there something wrong? Did he get a bad report at the doctor? Said, no, why? Well, he's acting awful strange. Amen. Yeah, say, well, praise God, he's got the Lord in his heart. He's found the will of God. His prayers is being answered, praise God. He can talk to God Almighty. Amen. I don't know about you, that helps me. He said that we got to find his will and abiding in him and him abiding in you. We've got to find his will by keeping his commandments. Do the things that's pleasing to him. Look at 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, and verse 22. Said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. He said, because we have confidence in him, amen, in verse 21, or because we have confidence toward God. He said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. If we want anything from God, we've got to do what God says. Amen? And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. I said one time before in this verse, when we believe, we obey and we do. That's all God expects. It ain't that hard. Amen. It ain't that hard. He said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments, do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We do that. We do the things that's pleasing to God and everything goes good. The Lord blesses. He hears us. Amen. He begins to answer our prayers. But if we're living outside the will of God, amen, if we're living unrighteously, God's not going to hear us. Amen, church? You hear me tonight? God won't hear you. And it might just be that you need to get through. But if we're living outside the will of God, if we're living unrighteous life and unrighteousness, God will not hear us. Because he said, the effectual fervent prayer of a what? Righteous man availeth much. If we're not living a righteous life that's right according to what God says, we're not going to get our prayers heard. And listen, I want to say we've got a lot of prayers that need to be heard. We've got lost loved ones that need to be saved. We've got sick folk in our homes, in our houses, in our families that need to be healed. Amen. We got families that's being torn and ripped apart. They need to be put back together. Amen. You say, well, preacher, just need to let that go. No, we don't either. God ain't in that. Listen to me now. They need to be put back together. It breaks my heart when I see families tore apiece. It breaks my heart for these little children that's just ripped to shreds, taken out of the normal and put in something that's abnormal. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I know, but I will because it's the truth. We're putting our little young'uns in the situation that's abnormal. We wouldn't want that for ourselves. And why should we want that for them? But we said we can hear our prayer. We have our prayers answered if we'll just trust in God. If we'll come righteously before God. God gives us an example right quickly, Brother Kevin. I'm going to be done. In verse 17 of James chapter 5, the Bible says, Elias, which is talking about Elijah, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. You know what that's saying right there? Elijah was just like me and you. Like passions as me and you. Amen? And he prayed earnestly. In other words, that means he prayed from his heart. He literally talked to God that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by space of three years and 6 months. Amen? And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. You see what the Bible says here? Said God, God Almighty. He said, we're just like Elijah. But Elijah was a righteous man, and he prayed earnestly to God. And God heard his prayers. Amen. And he shut the rain off. Can you imagine what it'd be like after 3.5 years of drought? I mean, we've been about six weeks at the house, except for just maybe a real moment, the 30 or second showers, all we've had. And I can walk in my yard and my grass crunches under your feet. Can you imagine what it'd be like after 3.5 years of no rain? Not even any dew. He even prayed that the dew wouldn't be there of a morning. It was dry. It was bad. And he said Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. But yet he prayed earnestly. Why? Because he knew the will of God. And he knew the ways of God. And he prayed earnestly. And he prayed again. And the earth gave her rain, and heaven gave her rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. If we want to see God, if we want to be fruitful with God, then we're going to have to get righteous before God. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to seek His will. We're going to have to follow His word. We're going to have to keep His commandments. We're going to have to abide in Him while He's abiding in us. Amen. And live a righteous life according to the will of God. Amen.